Leanne Henry's got rides through the meeting as well. Leanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. We'll go backwards if we can. We'll start with the Cup being the last race at 20-6. And Pepe's Pride, we're just talking to Rod Northam about Huswick having to carry 60. You've got to carry half a kilo more today.
Yeah, that's for sure. He hasn't run for 2 years and he goes up 4 kilos on his last run at Walker where he didn't even run a place. But he's a big horse and he's carried weight before, so I don't think it'd be a problem.
I know you know the horse extremely well. The Gilgandra Cup, you weren't on. Were you out then?
No, they weren't sure if they were going to start him. And
right.
I was offered the ride on Huswick, and Steve told me to take him because he was also nominated for a race in town.
Right.
So Steve told me to take the ride on Huswick in case they didn't start him. But anyway, he ended up starting and I missed out. But
yeah, he ran second. Well. Yeah, he ran well that day. He's a horse that sort of with this weight, you just want to sort of cuddle a little bit today, don't you?
Yeah, he loves to be ridden quiet. He doesn't like it when you bustle him or try to ride him too close early. And he likes it when you get into the outside. He doesn't really like going between horses. And when you get can give him a run like that, he finishes off really strong.
Yeah, let's hope he can today. That's the issue, the 60 and a half. Don't tease me also for Steve Gleeson in the race before that, the sprint. Gee, coming off the Walker run, he's got to be around the mark somewhere here, second up today, you'd feel?
Yeah, exactly. He's only a little fella, and when he gets up carrying 60, he does struggle a little bit. But his run first up was a cracker at Walker. There was heaps of speed in the race, and I ended up taking a sit on him just in behind him, and normally he likes to lead. So he added another string to his bow the other day at Walker, showing that he could take a sit and still finish off, and he only got beaten probably the last two hops. Today, he's drawn terrible again. There's still speed in the race, but we'll be positive early. And if they go really quick, we'll just take a sit. And if they don't go that quick, we'll pick up and cross. And hopefully, he'll be strong enough to hold on.
At least you know now, don't you? The horse is capable of mixing it.
Yeah, exactly. Before, as a younger horse, when you used to try and ride him with a sit, he didn't really like it. And he didn't finish off. He used to like it when you rode him hard and he just keep running. But this prep, he's a lot more settled and he's probably matured a little bit. And he's run the other day at Walker. It was terrific.
Yeah, fantastic. You've got a couple of rides back in the earlier races for Steve as well, haven't you? I think race three.
Iza Diva,
yeah, who has drawn off the track a little bit. But the last couple of runs in a maiden like this is capable at a mile?
Her runs have been really good this time. I mean, she's just taken time to develop and mature. And every time she's gone around this time, she's just really improved.
Yep.
And probably step into the mile will help. She has drawn a little bit awkward in eight, but she likes to find a feed early. And I think if I can get her to the outside, I think she'll be hard to beat.
Okay, so that's Iza Diva, race three, number 10. And you got Reddy Quiller in the fourth and Dancing Daydream in race five.
Yeah, Reddy Quiller, he's fourth up today and step into the mile. Doesn't look an overstrong race, so I think he should be around the mark as well. And Dancing Daydream, she's had quite a few runs this time in, but she's a really tough mare. And every time she goes around, she gives 110% and she's never far away.
You got a good book. You've just got to hope for the right luck on the right day, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. If I can give them nice rides and give them their chance, these horses are really honest and they'll try their best and they shouldn't be far away.
All right, and you're at Gunnedah tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. You can go back to the non-tabs at Gunnedah.
Well, as long as you're riding winners or riding them well and maintaining, you've got to do it, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Good luck today. I hope they Poopy's Pride in the Cup and of course, as I mentioned in the sprint, you've got Don't Tease Me there.
Yeah.
Drawn a little bit wide, but as you've well explained there, what you need to do from the 60 kilos there are four scratchings, so that improves it a little bit there.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit of luck goes a long way.
Yeah, it does. Good on you. Thanks, Leanne. Good luck today.
No worries. Thank you.
Leanne Henry joining us there.